Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. I think he is standing by. Let's get his thoughts on Michigan's win over Northern Illinois. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Billy, doing great.
Man, this Michigan team, and what's interesting now, the Michigan-Michigan State thing I love. Michigan at 19, Michigan State at 20 in the latest AP Top 25. And it's funny to see how many people are talking about Michigan or Michigan State or who's better, who's the more worthy football team of being higher ranked because State has won two games on the road. But I'm telling you something right now. The input and the coaching of Mike Hart on running backs and McDonald on the defense has been this quick transformation of Michigan football back to what we saw when Harbaugh first took over.
Yeah, it looks like one of those teams that Harbaugh had when he first got here. You're absolutely right, and I do credit those coaches. Steve Klingscale, another one in the secondary, and Ron Bellamy. I think those were really key additions to the staff, and you see it in the running backs. You look at the patience that Blake Corum has, for example, when he's waiting for a hole to open and for the line to get there. And let's give Sharone Moore some credit on the offensive line as well, Michigan's offensive line coach. After coaching tight ends last year, those guys are playing with physicality, they're playing with a purpose. And as our Doug Skeen said, former Michigan offensive lineman, who's my podcast partner you have on your show, he said, you know, they're not being put in positions now to make blocks that they can't make, that are almost physically impossible for even the best linemen. You're seeing a lot of the old school Stanford stuff from Jim Harbaugh. I was listening to Rick Neuheisel, an analyst out on the West Coast, former coach, talk about that as well. He said, I see a lot of what he did at Stanford, and that's what Jim Harbaugh knows. So they're starting to develop their identity again, and I think that helps. Now, they're going to have to be more diverse, in my opinion, throw the ball a little bit more to beat the better teams on the schedule. I was looking at Wisconsin, for example. I think they're only giving up 33 yards a game on the ground, but very encouraging start. And as Greg Schiano, Rutgers head coach, said, I think earlier today, he said, Michigan looks like Michigan again, and in a lot of ways, I think that's true.
Yeah, and speaking of Rutgers, it's kind of strange to say this, Chris, but they might be the most complete team Michigan has played so far.
I think you're right, and I think they're a very well-coached team. I think Greg Schiano's an outstanding coach. They're only going to get better. They're recruiting extremely well, keeping those New Jersey kids in state. They're getting some four-star talents, and when they do, they're going to be a tough out in the East. That East division has gotten much better and is exceeding expectations. And you and I talk every year about preseason expectations and what's going to happen. And it's a crapshoot because we really don't know. Michigan State, for example, has 12 new starters and they got them all from the transfer portal. It's like free agency. You can flip a team in 1 year now just by going to the transfer portal. And we're starting to see that. So it's tough to predict. And the one thing we always said about Michigan was it starts with rebuilding the culture and getting these guys to play with great energy and to like each other. And that's one thing that Jim Harbaugh keeps coming back to, Bill, is that these guys love each other. They play hard. He says the ball finds you when you are playing with great energy, and it's the same in any sport. And when you communicate and you have guys that play for each other, then you're going to have a chance to be a pretty good football team. It takes talent too, obviously, but that's where it really starts. And I said, if we could see that and maybe see Jim Harbaugh get some of his mojo back, then this team had a chance. And that's what we've seen through three games. Granted, it's the non-conference, and we've seen Michigan win non-conference national championships before and win September Heismans and everything else, but there are encouraging signs, at least heading into the Big Ten, that these guys can at least contend.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. We'll get to the matchup with Rutgers in a moment, and then you're looking ahead to Wisconsin, which I think that is the true gauge game on where this team is and where they're going in 2021. Who would be surprise players? I know Corum's numbers are surprising to most college football fans and the Michigan nation. Who would be on that checklist of three guys you believe that weren't on the radar before game one with Western who have really made an impact to put Michigan inside the top 20 at 19 and 3-0 on the season?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would start with Junior Colson at linebacker. Nakaihul Green is a kid that became a surprise starter over Michael Barrett, the veteran, at inside linebacker. Junior Colson's starting to get his snaps, and I asked Jim Harbaugh about him today, true freshman, and he said, I don't want to say too much about him because I don't want him to let him know how good he really is and can be. And he's been fantastic. This guy is going to be have a chance to be an all Big Ten linebacker or more at Michigan. He's got great instincts and is learning from Josh Ross and the inside, who has played outstanding football. I think Vince Gray, a lot of people overlooked him at cornerback and said, okay, after he lost his confidence last year playing in press man coverage, he was going to get passed by DJ Turner. He's played some pretty good football. He still needs to wrap up and tackle a little bit better at times, but in coverage now that he's not playing press man, and this is something that he said before the season, Bill, he said, this scheme, I know offense is a lot better. It's not just about getting in front of a guy and running with him. He said, I'm really learning defense from Mike McDonald, and he's done a fantastic job. And then offensively, Andrew Vistardis is a guy that I had at center, maybe even being replaced by Zach Zinter. I said this guy could be a weak link, and he's been the best offensive lineman they've had through three games. Now, he wasn't 100% healthy. He'd had some back issues, and maybe that was holding him back last year and again in the spring. But he's been dominant at that position as a sixth-year senior, and he has really made that offensive line hum. They lead the nation in rushing. That offensive line is a big reason why, and he's the biggest reason for that.
Chris Ballas from Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line talking about the Wolverines' domination, and I'm talking butt-whooping Northern Illinois and just the speed to space, the energy, the enthusiasm unknown to mankind, Chris. All these catchphrases I've heard during the Harbaugh era that weren't panning out or were a flash in the pan, we're seeing it. So now you get your first Big Ten game against Rutgers. Your early thoughts on the Michigan-Rutgers matchup?
Yeah, 19-point favorite, I think I saw. And Rutgers plays good fundamental football. They're going to be in positions to make plays, put their guys in positions to make plays. They're going to have a very good defensive game plan against that offense. They're going to make Cade McNamara throw the ball a little bit, and that's something he did against Northern Illinois. He had a couple deep balls that were really good, but the intermediate pass game is where I think teams want to see if he can beat them, and I think that's what you're going to see Rutgers do. They've got solid lines. They've got solid skill position players and a great receiver. I don't think they've got good quarterback play, and that's an area that I think they're going to struggle, but they're going to try to run the ball too, because that's something that none of these opponents in the non-conference have really done, is lined up heavy, which is what Wisconsin's going to do, which is what Michigan State's going to try to do with their big lines, and see if they can grind out 5-6 yards of carry on the ground. And you're going to see, I think, Rutgers try to do that a little bit too, because they understand that, hey, that line's still not proven. Now, these guys have been better than expected. You line up the guys on the schedule and you play them as they come, but these are not teams that are known for running the ball, with the exception maybe of a Northern Illinois, who's still a MAC opponent. They had a back there who was really good coming in, but you know, they just aren't big enough up front. So that's what I think we're going to look forward to on Saturday and those matchups. Shiano, I think, will come in with a great game plan. I do think that Michigan's talent will win out. Michigan will win comfortably and set up what should be a huge game in Madison the following week.
And that will be. So regardless whether they cover the 19-point spread on the DraftKings Sportsbook board against Rutgers, just get a win, you get to Wisconsin. Because the one thing that has been missing, you know, outside of championships for Harbaugh, quality road victories in conference play. And that Wisconsin game could be a serious not just season changer for Harbaugh and Michigan, but could be a program changer.
Yeah, I agree, and it's one of those things where if you look at the schedule, look at the road games still coming up, Bill. Michigan State, Penn State, you have to go to Nebraska. I don't care what anybody says. That environment's going to be tough there. They've got five games, Maryland on the road, you know, and Wisconsin. Mm. So you're talking, I said 7-5 before the season. I've kind of upped my prediction to 8-4 based on what we've seen, but that is a tough schedule. It's why everybody before the season said they've got one of the tougher schedules in the country. So looking forward to seeing it, but at the same time, that's going to be your measuring stick game right there. How much have you improved? Because Wisconsin's had their number the last couple of years, have embarrassed them. You've got to prove that you can play with the big boys. They talk about being physical. That's when you're going to earn your money during that game.
Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line talking about Michigan football, number 19 in the latest AP Top 25. They get Rutgers on Saturday, and then that trip to Wisconsin. And I was looking at the same thing yesterday, was after the Top 25 came out, where I'm like, man, that because I saw the 12-0 projection by ESPN Future. You know, they said 12-0, that Michigan will be favored in every game. That's why I had to double-check the schedule, Chris, because I went, okay, let me get this straight. Some ESPN computer is forecasting Michigan will be favored in every game remaining on their schedule. And I'm guessing it's based on how many points they've scored in the first three and how much rushing yardage, and that probably will win you most games if you just went like that and everybody was the same. But to look at those road games and then mix in Ohio State at home, and the Ohio State defense is the weakest maybe I've ever seen in Columbus. But if they could, if they went and won those five road games and beat Ohio State at the end and won the, I'm telling you, they will be the number one team in America, or maybe number two behind Alabama, going to Indy in the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, that's not going to happen. You know, I
agree.
Optimistic, yep. Even the most optimistic Michigan fan knows that they're going to stumble at some point. And that FPI thing, that's just a bunch of computer numbers. You throw it in there, and they take into account margin of victory and rushing yardage and so on and so forth, which is going to change. They're not going to rush for 300 yards against Wisconsin. I hate to tell you, but you got to find ways to win, you know, some of those big road games, because, like you said, that's been the Achilles heel for Harbaugh during his tenure. He hasn't been able to go on the road into those environments. Michigan hasn't won in Madison, Bill, since the early 2000s. I think it's 2001, and a lot of those games haven't been close. So they kind of flipped the script on Michigan from the decades prior, when Wisconsin kind of became Michigan and developed their identity, and that's a tough place to play, especially for Michigan. So that'll be the test. I wouldn't overlook this game, though, on Saturday. I think that again, Rutgers is a very well-coached team, and I think you're going to see them at least put their team in position to make plays and make it harder on Michigan on both sides of the ball.
You can follow everything leading up to Rutgers, Michigan, and also check out the Michigan football podcast at thewolverine.com that Chris and Doug Skeen do every week. Doug, the five-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman, late 80s, early 90s. Really good stuff at thewolverine.com. Chris, good to see Michigan up to 19. Michigan State surprising people, now at number 20 in the top 25, and another big weekend coming up with Rutgers, Michigan, and Nebraska at Michigan State. We'll talk later in the week.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.